Belinda Davids, welcome back to Joy 94.9.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Again. Now, this is really cool because the last time I spoke to you, you were all the way, I think it was in Cape Town.
I was. And I was at home. I was on holiday.
Yeah. And it was like early in the morning.
It was.
And I think it was afternoon for me.
Yeah. But it definitely was. It definitely was. But I'm a morning person, so it's okay.
I'm so happy to have you here, to finally meet you.
Thank you.
I saw you last night at the Athenaeum, and you were just, oh my God, you were incredible.
Thank you so much.
How does it feel? Do you still get those kind of goosebumps doing a show like that with so many amazing songs like Whitney Houston?
Of course, after 6 years of doing the show, and I think I said this last night, after doing it for 6 years, I still get emotional when I do the show. So it's goosebumps all around.
Yeah, you were saying that you nearly got a bit teary, I think.
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't nearly get teary. It happens.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, when you go through so many songs, as an artist or as the singer who is doing my idol's music, with every song, there's a memory for me. So to go through the whole show with all those memories as being a young girl, growing up, listening to her, you know, every movement that I've watched of her, that sort of flashes through my head. So it's very emotional. And as soon as I get to the end, it's like, tears.
And the movements is funny that you just kind of mentioned, because I got a real sort of diva persona, because I hadn't seen you perform live before, but I was getting sort of hints of the Whitney sort of diva kind of coming out. Is that sort of something that you intentionally do? Is that a little bit of you kind
it
of
is,
that
you know,
comes out into it? Or
I think Whitney was definitely a diva. Now, what is the definition of a diva? What is a diva? Tell me, because I think someone who's fabulously talented,
yes,
that in my description is a diva.
Yeah.
You know, she brought it a little bit extra. She brought a little bit extra of that diva.
She sure did.
You know, and so for me, being on stage with the costumes and, you know, the hand movements, it comes. It comes, you know. I've been rehearsing for 25 years, so naturally for me on stage, it's a thing. You know, whether I'm a diva in real life, of course I am.
Yeah, I feel like I am too, though.
I think we all are a little bit. Even my tour manager over here is a bit of a diva. Hi, Ben.
He's giving a look like. No, you can't say that. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say this as a proud gay man. I think it's just like being fierce.
It is fierce.
It's fierce.
It is.
And you know what? I think everyone sees and feels a diva in different ways. But as a gay man, you really feel that. I felt that from you, Belinda.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I don't feel like a diva this morning, but
you look pretty fabulous. Don't worry.
Thank you.
This is your second time in Australia. How do Australian audiences compare to the rest of the world?
You know, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to compare audiences because, you know, everyone's really different. You know, everyone has their own culture. Everyone has their own different love for Whitney, you know. So you do get the little stiff crowd that just wants to sit and watch, because she did give you that. But she also gave you that fun side of her. Mm. And you see that. You see that in everyone, in all the crowds that I've been to, Germany, Lithuania, Iceland, you know, South Africa, Australia, they all have, but that one thing that they have in common is the fact that they love Whitney so much, and the memories behind her brings out the fun in everybody, you know, where you can't help but sing, you can't help but have fun, you can't help but get up and dance, even though I do ask you to get up and dance, but
I loved that though.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't sure. I'm like, oh, are people gonna,
but that's, yeah, that's the thing. That is the thing. People want to sit. Because she brings that. She brings that, you know, that really gracefulness where you feel like, oh my God, I can't get up right now. I just want to watch. But, you know, this is not what we're about. We want you to have fun. We want you to, as far as the Australian crowd is, last night was pretty incredible.
The crowd was great last
they
night.
They were great last night.
Yeah. That was a good audience.
It was a very good audience, yes.
Do you still get nervous?
I do.
Yeah.
I live off of that emotion. It's a thing for me. You know, I feel like if I didn't get nervous anymore, I've lost a little bit of the passion for singing, you know, and I can't lose that. So I live off being nervous. I live off of the anxiety, you know, of not knowing what to expect in the crowd or who's going to be there or, you know, the expectations. I live off of that.
Because speaking of nervous, I watched a performance. You did the Showtime Christmas special at the Apollo last year.
My goodness.
And first of all, everyone needs to watch it because it's an amazing performance for a lot of reasons. But it surprised me because you came on the stage and, you know, you said you were nervous. And I was surprised to hear that because, you know, you've been performing for years. You've been doing this for a while. I wouldn't think you'd be scared to kind of go on a stage. People need to obviously do their research about the Apollo Theatre because
they do.
Whitney performed there, James Brown, Aretha Franklin, Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder.
Everybody.
Everyone.
Bruno Mars was just there. Do you know what I mean? Like, right after that show was filmed, actually, as we were sort of backstage, Steve Harvey mentioned the fact that Bruno Mars was going to be there the next week. So I was like, see what I mean? Like, this is why I'm nervous. I'm not nervous to perform. The nervousness comes from the fact that I'm performing on such a legendary stage where everybody has performed.
Yeah.
And on that same night, on that same day when we filmed, Snoop Dogg was there, DMX was there, Fifth Harmony was there. It was like, how do I not, you know, it was incredible.
The funny thing that when upon doing a little bit of research about the theatre was that it has a reputation for having a really tough audience.
Yes.
And this is the, I feel like this is the part where people really need to watch because I was so surprised by this. There's people in the audience. Have you rewatched it? I don't know if you watched your performance.
Only 10 million times.
Okay.
I had to watch that one.
I love it so much. People in the audience are being quite a little bit negative, dismissive.
They were.
Because you're doing Whitney.
And they know Whitney.
Yeah.
Like in and out. Everything about Whitney, they know Whitney because Whitney is from that area. She's from Jersey.
Yeah.
She's from New York. So, yeah. You know, the fact that she, and also she recorded The Greatest Love of All on that stage, the video.
Wow.
Was at the Apollo. So, see, I get a little bit nervous just thinking about it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even performing. So the fact that that crowd is so extremely difficult because people know her so well. So when I came out and I said, I'm doing I Will Always Love You, yes, I was sure I was going to get booed off.
I only watch your performance.
Yeah.
But is that what they do there? Like, do they actually...
They actually boo you off.
Oh, my goodness.
They actually do that. Actually, if you don't rub the tree, they boo you off right there.
Oh, my God. Oh, so that's what the tree... Because I noticed that thing
the tree of
I'm
hope.
Like, is this good luck or something?
It's the tree of hope. It's a tree. It's called the tree of hope. So if you don't rub the tree of hope, you get booed off. They might give you a second chance. Might.
Okay.
So literally in my body, when I walked on stage and I rubbed the tree, I was like, okay, I'm okay so far. I'm okay so far.
I don't even think I'd last like the first step if I got on.
Yeah.
Would that be the most nervous you've been? Like what would be the most nervous sort of performance you've ever done?
That would be the most nervous I've been. In my adulthood right now, that is the most nervous I've been. We did rehearsals and I was freaking out. We did only rehearsals, a rehearsal run on that show. And when I sang, everyone looked at me like, oh my God, she's so nervous. It showed I was nervous from the get-go. So.
And even I remember Steve, he must maybe do this for all the performances, but he like kind of walks behind you as well. I don't know if you noticed in the performance, but
I was
singing.
I was in a bubble, like, so I didn't notice that. People just said to me, oh my God, Steve is walking around. He was walking around behind you. He didn't do that with everybody. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
Yeah.
I watched the whole show and I
was
didn't
like
see
with
it.
You though. Like I was just watching it and I was just like, oh my God. Like, but you were such a trooper and you did so well.
Thank you.
What's the best show you've ever done?
Live, you mean throughout the 6 years that I've done
even,
the show?
Even
any
in
show?
General.
Oh, I did a show called Diva Show. That's my bag right there.
Yeah.
On the side. I did the Diva Show and Debbie.
There's a lot of divas on there.
Yeah, I know. Debbie Lee Ralph, she invited me to come and do our national anthem in Los Angeles at that show.
Wow.
And I think that was one of the best shows. Only one of the best shows. The next best thing would be this show.
Yeah. Have you got maybe an audience somewhere or a country where just really that was it?
Dublin.
Dublin. Yeah.
Wow. That's without even him saying that, the first thing I thought to my head was Dublin was incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. Hands down.
They have just amazing audiences.
Just hands, no, yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
They were not, I'll tell you one thing it was for me, was they weren't there just to hear Whitney's music. They were there for Belinda Davids. That's what it was.
Yeah, wow.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Yeah. Whitney, the original Whitney, she obviously had a lot of personal struggles. And,
yes.
You know, as a fan and a performer, do you still find yourself being moved by her incredible story? Because there's so many incredible highs that,
yes.
that she had. But, you know, unfortunately as well, she was quite jaded and there was a struggle. How does that make you feel? Just sort of as such a fan and performing her and...
It gets me a little bit upset, the fact that people only remembers the tragedy of Whitney. Behind the name Whitney Houston came an incredible artist, an incredible singer, you know, and that is what made her Whitney Houston, not the tragedy. So yeah. anytime people come up to me and go, oh, that was so sad. Oh, whoa, I don't want to talk about the sadness. The fact that she's not here is the fact that is sad. That is really sad. Unfortunately, yeah. with her not being here is a bit of a sad story. But she had a long career, you know, of being a legend from day one all the way up. She played her role perfectly, according to me.
Yeah.
There was things. We all have things. Don't we all have things? We all have issues.
Yeah.
We all have issues. We all have things. You know, if you look at my background, I have some issues. You know, that's not what I want people to remember. I want people to remember me as an amazing artist or great singer, you know. And it does get me a bit, you know, upset when people go, she had a really sad life. No, she had an amazing career.
She had an amazing life, yeah.
She made me realize my dream. She was my connection to my dream. Where's the sadness there? Because now, because of that, I get to relive and put back the memory of Whitney Houston into people.
And I think, too, it's so sad that she did pass. And I think towards the end of her career, you know, as you said, there was a lot of negativity around yeah. her. But I think when an artist does pass and when over time, I think the legacy overrides everything else. And I think now it's at a place now where it's just about the greatness. I think we just have to remember
it has to be.
The greatness.
It has
you know?
To be.
Because like you said, no one's perfect.
It has to be.
You know?
The thing is, and also stop making movies about you know, people's tragic lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, stop doing that.
I did say before you're playing shows all around Australia. What's your favourite place in Australia? Because is this your second time here?
This is my second time in Melbourne.
Down Under.
Down Under.
As we said last time.
Yes. It's my second time Down Under. And I loved Melbourne before and I still do. I love Melbourne. I really do. I love the city. I love, you know, I'm not necessarily a city girl, but if I had to come and live into the city, it would be in Melbourne.
It's a great city.
It's a great city.
There's so much on offer. I'm becoming like a promoter for Melbourne now.
Are
but,
you?
Are
you? Cheeky.
It's just, it's so culturally diverse.
It is. I love that.
I mean, Sydney, but Melbourne is just, yeah.
It's a different energy. It's a good energy. I like
It's
energy.
Also got a great scene for music and live music. And I think it's very telling and great that, because you're doing the most shows in Melbourne.
Yes.
Out of all of Australia. So, yeah. They do call Melbourne the home of rock and roll.
Yes, they do.
Just an FYI.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I knew that.
You've got some big influences in music. I was reading, did you tour with Michael Jackson?
I did, and I was an open for Michael Jackson in South Africa, and it was a one-time show, but it was
just
very
the
proud
once?
Moment. Yeah, just the once. It was such a proud moment.
How was that the history tour?
It was the history tour in South Africa. Yes.
How, if you can
that
even
was,
bottle
remember,
those emotions.
I'll tell you what. I was so young. I never met Michael Jackson. In that tour, I met the band.
Because that's what I wanted to ask. Did you get to meet him?
No one Damn. Ever got to meet him. No one met Michael Jackson, ever, you know. I'm sure he wanted to, but they wouldn't let him.
Yeah.
You know, so it was quite the experience. I have some memories that I can't share. It was great. It was a great tour. It was great.
The mind boggles now. The mind boggles. And that would have probably been like some massive sports soccer stadium or something.
It was. Yeah. It was. And I was on a little stage on the side there.
Oh. You not on the main stage?
I was very
stage?
Young. No, I was on. I was the opening act of the opening act of Michael Jackson. How was that? I think I was too young.
But were you in front of like the thousands of people?
Yeah, I was.
Did you die? Like, did you were you? Just...
I didn't even understand it.
Yeah,
I didn't even. I was too young. I didn't understand it. Yeah. If I did it today, it would be a whole different situation.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be a whole different experience.
Yeah. Now you released an album?
I did.
Many years back, yeah.
When I was 16, yeah. It was a national album, I will say. It stayed in South Africa. It did that thing. It stayed there.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that.
Well, do you have plans though?
Of course, I do.
This is huge. You know, the Whitney Houston show is hugely successful, but do you have plans to do your own thing?
And, of course I do. Yeah. Of course I do. It's a part of being creative, you know, for me. I have to. But right now I'm so busy just enjoying this. And, you know, when I slow down, yes, I will take the time. I will definitely take the time and release something. I should probably do that now, but I don't have time, you know. So that's where that stands.
I think it's safe to say, though, you're doing pretty good. You're performing in some amazing places.
We're booked for a few years in advance.
This job ain't 2020. Too shabby. Yeah.
Up to 2020. So, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Whitney, of course, you know, we've used the word diva. Whitney obviously had a huge gay fan base.
Oh,
and you're at Joy 94.9, so it's a fitting place for you to do an interview.
So fitting. So fitting.
Do you feel that presence sometimes?
Of course I do.
There are a few boys in the audience throwing their arms around.
Just a few.
Enjoying themselves.
Just a few. I think there was more than a
few. I'm being modest.
I really enjoyed all the boys being there last night. All the queens being there last night. I enjoyed it so much. And as I walked through, I was like, oh my God, there's so I loved it. And it took me back to where she performed It's Not Right But It's Okay. Where was that?
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this, but I don't know right on the spot. Yeah.
I can see the event right now.
It was a pride event.
It was a pride event. Yeah. It was a pride event.
It was like LA or New York or something.
Yes, I think it was massive. In LA. But it was a pride event. I remember that. And when I saw everyone in the audience last night, I was like, oh my God, this just takes me back to that moment, you know, where she was. And of course, later she, you know, everyone was like, was she gay? Am I gay? Maybe I am.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I have no trouble. It's a thing. Yeah. It's definitely a thing.
It's funny though, because I think what's iconic about a lot of the older divas, I'm going to say, is, you know, gay rights have come so far.
Yeah.
Even just in the last few years.
Yeah.
But, you know, you look at Whitney, Madonna, Barbara, all of the classic divas.
Yeah.
They were Diana Ross, they were really there for the gay community in the early days.
They were.
When it was taboo, when it wasn't really spoken about, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think someone like Whitney is really important for the community.
Has to be.
Yeah.
Has to be. She brought that thing. She brought that, you know, that pride, you know, for gay people, for gay men, for gay women.
Yeah.
She brought that, you know, and it was not a problem for her.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you one thing.
Yeah.
As worldly as I am and as open as I am, you know, how can I not be?
I do have to say, in your show, there were a few songs that I was hoping to hear. And I was really happy when you opened with I'm Every Woman.
You weren't happy?
No, I was.
Oh, you were.
Because that's a song.
I was gonna say, my goodness.
When that comes on in a club.
It's a thing, isn't it?
That's a moment.
It's a moment.
And I was so happy when you opened with in Act Two, Queen of the Night.
Yes.
You mentioned Midsummer before. You're performing there.
I am performing at the Midsummer Festival.
Sunday.
Yes.
Carnival at 4:20.
At 4:20 on the main stage.
How exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. I said to everyone last night, I might come half naked. First of all, because it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's hot in Australia. It's summer. But I am just, I can't wait. That's my excitement right there.
Can you give us a little hint what you might be performing?
No.
I love that so much.
You'll have to come out. You'll have to come and see it, boys.
Yeah.
And
girls.
And girls.
You're going to be in Australia till, I think it's what, early Feb. Besides doing, you know, shows, of course, do you have any plans, anything you want to do while you're here?
Well, here's the thing.
Besides, I really wanted to. Sorry to cut you off. Besides, to have good coffee. coffee in Melbourne, because
I know, because the coffee is amazing in Melbourne.
Australia's just no, it's just Melbourne's known for the coffee.
Yeah, yeah, for the coffee. I really wanted to do the tennis tournament.
Yeah, you have to.
I really want to. If I have time, I would love to do that.
So. I like that you're looking at your tour manager like, tickets. Can we make that happen?
Can we make that
happen? How do we make that happen?
Can our people call their people?
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Belinda, thank you so much for taking the time out, visiting Joy 94.9.
Yes.
All the best for the Australian tour. Everyone needs to go see you. The greatest love of all, the Whitney Houston Show. Head to the website, which is the greatest love of all.
The WhitneyHoustonShow.com, and tickets are available at Ticketek.
Yes.
And if you want to know about the dates and everything, just go to the Whitney Houston Show.
Yeah. You're amazing. Thank you so much. And I hope we can have you back here again.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben.
All the best in Australia.
Fabulous.